Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Rachel. This is Kelsey. I don't know why the audio doesn't work on the intro, but
we tried to do something different for
you.
Hey, you
hear this on podcast, I throw that on afterwards. So YouTube, it didn't work. We'll try another time, but we're here not to talk about that.
We're talking about the ankle broken and hurt around the world. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
I'm sleepy.
This is live, so we can't edit that. Try again. We're here to talk about UFC 264, Dustin Poirier versus Conor McGregor 3, but should there be a 4? I don't know. Can you believe this fight ended by 2 missed punches and then an ankle break? Like, I mean, it's an ankle shin break. It was kind of high up there.
And Dustin Poirier, of course.
It was just like a fluke. I'm going to say a fluke. I did enjoy Dustin Poirier's analysis.
I don't think it was a fluke. I agree with Dustin Poirier. Of course, Dustin Poirier gets the stoppage win over Conor McGregor. He was, on the judges' scorecards, 2-10-8 rounds for him and 10-9. So, like, he was winning the fight. And, of course, you just said how Conor broke his ankle, his cankle, his leg. I don't know. It was pretty sickening. I don't want to watch it again. But Dustin said he was checking those kicks. I did see Dustin Poirier check kicks, and I did see it hurt Conor McGregor. And so I think that Dustin's right, and that's a KO. I mean, it is a KO. It goes on regardless. But if you check a kick, if you don't check a kick or whatever and somebody breaks your leg.
Yeah, so just to explain, Dustin Poirier said in his post-fight interview that earlier in the fight, it was a checked leg kick, that the fracture occurred earlier in the fight. And he said he pointed when it happened, like when he thought it happened. And then the fracture became a break.
Yeah.
When the fight was ended.
There's no other explanation, really.
I don't know. I thought I was like...
I'm a scientist. I'm a doctor now.
The way MMA goes, I don't like fights to end like this.
But it happens. We've seen it.
Regardless. Because, I mean, you would always say, like, in combat sports, like, somebody's got a chance, right? They always have a chance. I don't like to see fights end like this.
We've seen it in boxing. Remember Burnett, I think his name's Ryan Burnett, was undefeated and heavily favored against Nuno Dunaire, and then he threw his back out, remember? But that's a knockout. I mean, if you throw a punch and break your arm and you can't fight, the other fighter wins by stoppage.
Well, you get an eye patch, right? Wasn't that one of the Klitschko's?
Yeah, if you get punched and your eye opens up. That's a little more traditional, though, but sometimes people look at injuries different, but it's injuries that happen.
So if you get a cut, I mean, he got an ankle, his shin broke, right? So he couldn't continue the fight. If you get a cut and you can't continue the fight, and that way, like, it is what it is.
What do you think of the performance of both fighters, Rachel? I thought it was a good fight.
I thought it was a really fun fight. That's why I was so, like, when it was over, I was like, really? Like, this is how it's over? Because I was enjoying, like, okay, how is Conor going to get out of this? Because, you know, he was down there on the ground and, you know, Dustin was on top, like, throwing, like, punching with all his force because he's a fighter on top and really landing, like, doing a lot of damage. And so to see it. But yeah, both fighters come in. I thought when Conor came in, when the fight started, I went, oh, this is not the Conor from the last fight. The Conor from the last fight, I don't know, he was kind of like surreal. He was kind of like, I didn't know who he was. I don't know if he knew who he was. He seemed like lighter than, he didn't seem like he was there. This time, I was like, oh, this dude's here. Like, regardless of what anybody thinks about Conor McGregor.
So you liked his antics and whatever, like, the way he appeared angry. He appeared angry when he entered the octagon.
I just thought he looked like he was present. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't have any comment, I guess, on, like, him being...
So then what do you mean?
He looked angry. He looked like he was present and he was there to fight in an MMA match. And in the last fight, I didn't get that he was really there. It seemed like his head was in the clouds, and maybe he was thinking about other things. Not even, like, boxing Manny Pacquiao. I didn't know where his head was, but it didn't seem like it was there in the cage. And tonight, I was like, he seemed to me totally focused on this. Then as the fight wore on, remember I said to you, I was like, you know what? I think that Conor was here for this fight, but I think Dustin might just be better.
Well, and Conor looked better, tactically speaking. Yeah. He was throwing a lot of kicks, and he was doing spinning stuff. He didn't look like a guy preparing to box Manny Pacquiao, he looked like an MMA fighter. Went back to the style that people thought, the karate kind of looking style that people thought he should have used in the second fight. But you're right, even in that, Dustin Poirier appeared to be the more complete fighter. Although, I did think it was back and forth a little bit. Dustin definitely was winning the round. I agree with that. But it was a really exciting fight. I thought Conor was in trouble the first time I saw Dustin throw a leg kick and Conor changed out of his southpaw stance to orthodox stance. Because that's so weird to me, right? Conor McGregor has never been a guy who switches stances. He's always been a guy. And most people can't do that, frankly. So if that was your plan to deal with those calf kicks, I think that's a terrible plan. You've got to check those kicks, man. Like, I cannot believe that was the plan. Anyway, he had that guillotine almost, it looked like.
Yeah.
That, to me, like,
I was like, oh, can you imagine if Conor won on submission? Because that's not really, like, his thing, you know?
Yeah, well, that said that he was looking for different, like, ways to be a complete MMA fighter. He was landing some really great elbows from the bottom position on the ground that were hurting us, and even some up kicks. I thought it was a really exciting fight. I think the stuff that he said after, when he's laying there with his leg broken after getting whooped twice, was dumb. And I think that Conor has been saying dumb things, really, for this whole promotion that are unnecessary about his opponent's wife and stuff like that. You don't have to be that to be a great MMA fighter or anything. You don't have to be that to be a great anything. I didn't like that. I'm glad that Dustin Poirier won the fight. Don't know about his, you know, him freaking out at the fans after, but I get, like, if you have a lot of emotion, and you're disappointed probably in how it ended as well.
He didn't seem that disappointed in how it ended.
He's like, cool, yeah, I broke his leg. Okay, maybe
I'm broke. He didn't seem disappointed to me.
He's just mad at, like,
getting booed. He said because they booed. Like, Conor McGregor's fans booed because of how, like, the fight ended, because their fighter lost. I don't know all the reasons for booing, but, I mean, like, I want to be like, Dustin, can we just let that go? Like, people have fans,
people right? have feelings, Dustin.
When I go watch, you know, a baseball game or a football game or whatever, I don't need, you know, the player that I'm not a fan of to, like, get up and, like, tell me, like, you know, screw you for, like, cheering against me. I'm like, no, that's part of this environment. We cheer against. That's why we're all here. So, I didn't really, I don't know, just like, but, you know, Dustin's his own person, and he's going to do what he's going to do, and.
Yeah. Do you think Dustin should fight Conor again in a year when Conor can walk again?
I mean, what? I would say, when it first happened, I was kind of like, oh, well, this is not right. This isn't how the fight should end. But then, like, as I processed, I was like, oh, well, wait, this is how a fight can end. And this totally, yeah. I think that I'm pretty much done with the Conor McGregor-Dustin Poirier.
Like, I feel thing. Like.
The only thing that I would say, of course, is if Dustin Poirier.
It's that cheese.
Yeah. Conor tends to bring a lot of money. But other than that, I think that I'm pretty much done. Like, a lot of ugliness came out of this promotion. Just like
the last promotion.
A lot of, like, cringeworthiness. Pretty like, bad. You know, like.
Mostly from Conor's side. If I was Dustin Poirier, I would never fight him again. I would be like, you know what? You said all this stuff about my wife.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you the opportunity to even the rivalry.
And it's post-fight interview.
Because as it stands now, I'm the winner of our rivalry forever. I finished you twice.
Yeah.
You know, and I would just let that hang over Conor for the rest of his life. But that's just me. I can be a little petty sometimes.
Well, you can be, like,
I just feel like it's justice, fool.
Petty in different ways. I say, like, it's time to move on, let go. And, yeah, I wouldn't want to revisit the stuff. I thought the stuff about his wife was particularly bad. In his post-fight interview, Dustin thought the stuff saying that Conor was saying that, you know, he was going to murder Dustin Poirier, carry him out in a coffin. He thought that was over the line.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't know. I feel like people say stuff like that. I thought the stuff about his wife was particularly,
it's just,
like,
stupid,
just
and yeah. I felt like Conor was forcing it. Like, he felt like he had to. He tried to, like. It's like Conor McGregor was trying to, like, act like Conor McGregor was in 2015. Right. Like he's an actor, instead of just being who he
instead
is.
Instead of being who he is.
Because people grow and change, and you can't be. I can't be who I was. I can't be who I was. You remember who I was 5 years ago. Wasn't going great. But if I tried to be that now, I would be acting, right?
Yeah.
He appeared. He did not appear on that. Of all the, like, troll things that Jake Paul said about Conor McGregor, he did say something like that about how Conor doesn't even look authentic anymore, and he hit it the nail right on the head. He doesn't appear to be authentic. You can be authentic and still be yourself and still be a great MMA fighter, because MMA, I mean, Dustin proves that, right? He doesn't act like a fool most of the time, and he just goes in there and wins fights. Just do that.
Do you still want to see McGregor and Diaz?
I want to see Dustin Poirier and Nate Diaz, because if you don't recall, Rachel, I actually recall him for heavy about this very thing. If you recall, and I actually remember at UFC 262, you just read the column, it's in there. But listen,
I'll put a link in the show notes.
Dustin Poirier and Nate Diaz were supposed to fight before, and they didn't. Poirier got hurt. It's a big fight. It's a big money fight, right? Nate Diaz makes a lot of money, and I think it would be a great fight.
Okay.
For, I mean, Dustin, because he wants that cheese.
Are you done seeing McGregor in MMA?
No, I want to see Conor come back, and I want to see him take responsibility for, you know, kind of being dumb in this last promotion, maybe learning stuff, growing. And if he wants to fight, he's really a fun fighter to watch. He's still a great fighter. He still could have won that fight. We don't know who would have won that fight had Dustin not broken. It just seems like Dustin did something. But anyway, we don't know who would have won that fight. He's an exciting fighter, just like when Floyd Mayweather came back and danced around with Logan Paul. I watch it. I watch it. I want to see him fight Jake Paul, Rachel. No, I
don't. Do you think it was a missed opportunity that the ESPN or UFC did not give some camera time to Jake Paul, who I think was in attendance at the fight, according to ESPN Ringside Twitter account?
So I think it's a mistake? No, because Jake Paul is doing anything he can to be negative and show up using his bright, you know, he's got 26 million followers to show up Dana White in the UFC. There's no way that the UFC should use their power and influence to give him a stage.
Do you think Dana White specifically sent out a memo that was like,
I don't think
do
he
not
even
put
have
this kid
to. I'm surprised they let him get on the camera in the last one. You know what I mean? Or Joe Rogan brought it up on Telecast. I'm sure people were instructed not to do that, and I would bet money also they were instructed not to show him on the camera because the fans didn't really chant it either.
No, because, yeah, we had the F. Jake Paul chants going.
I think people were kind of sick of it, too. Like, it's old. You know, that was a long time ago that stuff started happening. I don't know. I'm kind of over it, too.
What do you think about Joe Rogan just, throwing people under the bus at every
turn? I like heel Joe Rogan, you know? throwing the camera guys under the bus, to calling fans, what do you call them?
He called them...
mouth breathers?
Unschooled mouth breathers amongst us. Just, I was like, oh, ouch. As somebody who is new to watching MMA, so somewhat uneducated, in the sport, I was kind of like, dude...
Yeah.
it was hard for me not to take it a little personal just because it happened to be factual in my case. Although I didn't have any problem with the way that...
You weren't booing. I was sitting by you.
No, I wasn't booing. I didn't have any problem with the fight that was going on and how it was unfolding. but I was like, that's crazy harsh. These people just spent their hard-earned money. We're coming out of a global pandemic and Joe Rogan's
they're so happy to be at a Conor fight.
Yeah, you know? And so they're just excited. And again, I'm going to point this out. This is a sporting event. We cheer, we boo. It's part of the experience. Dude, if somebody wants to see a bunch of people get in there and strike, well, then that's what they like.
That's the majority of combat sports fans.
Yeah. I mean, even the UFC, I mean, the ref can, tell fighters, no, you've got to fight. If they just lay there and hold each other and they're completely still, they don't allow that because the UFC's no, we're not doing that.
I mean,
even the UFC wants action.
It seemed like because he was in the middle of his sentence that he kind of took it personally because Joe Rogan studies jiu-jitsu, right? He feels like it's heat. Kind of identifies with that.
Yeah.
And they were booing it, and he's like, blah, 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 and he kind of laughed out because he's talking in stream of consciousness, kind of, you know, and he talks for a living, and he's great at it. And I love what he does. He's great. That group, Anik and Daniel Cormier and Joe Rogan, are the best at what they do in combat sports. But this was funny.
And then later, throwing the guys in the truck, I don't even know if they're responsible for the monitors in the ring, big screen up there not showing it, because it showed for us at home. We were seeing the replay, but Joe Rogan and the guy he was interviewing couldn't see what was happening. And Joe Rogan really quick, if the guys in the truck can get their shit together. And I'm like, dude,
that's crazy.
You can't do that. That's ridiculous.
What a crazy, and I never expected that Joe Rogan would be throwing shade at everybody and then Conor McGregor would be cursing people out with a broken leg.
Yeah. Still, like, doing the same, like, just dragging stuff. That out.
And there was other crazy. Did we just, we're just talking about the, like, the big name.
Yeah,
like,
we're just Conor talking McGregor. About the main event. But like, the whole card was like, just, had crazy stuff.
What an amazing spectacle, Rachel.
It was fun night. Fun night. I say UFC 264, even with the main event ending with a broken shin, I still think it was worth my
life. Oh, yeah. Totally worth my life. I don't want to see it ever again. I'm good on seeing that next night. I've already seen it twice. But totally worth it.
Better luck next time, Wonder Boy. And, hey, our friend Roderick Davies tuned in.
Hi.
He's one of our friends.
He's a cool friend who's been in a cool band. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You should definitely Google him or go check out his Instagram. He's got quite the past as a musician. Yeah. And somehow we connected to him through our YouTube show here at Real Talk.
So. Grateful for that. Grateful for the UFC. Grateful for you guys, our best fight friends. Yeah. You know, Rachel, we know that the 12 of you who watch this don't have other options. Anyway, we're grateful that you would spend your time with us.
Yeah, we will see you next time. And then you go ahead and say something else while I hit all these buttons to stop this. Okay, you're just posing. Not great.